Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are focusing on Hamburg this segment. Josh Collins is running a unique campaign, and he joins us now. Josh, welcome to Hardline.
Thanks, Joe Beamer. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Josh. So tell us, let's go all the way back. You ran in the primary for Republican.
Yes.
Very close primary.
22 votes.
So you're not a politician.
I'm not a politician.
So let's go right to the primary. What made you want to run for office in a highly contested supervisor seat like this?
Well, back in the primary, I wanted to run because I started going to the board meetings and the planning board meetings, and the way that the politicians would talk to residents that got up to vote, they were very condescending. They would cut them off after 3 minutes. They would never say, hey, come to my office, come talk to me. Didn't even care. So it really made me think. And when I talked for 3 minutes about issues, after they would say, sit down, you're done talking, that's it. Very dismissive of the residents. They failed to realize they work for the residents of Hamburg. We don't work for them. We pay their paychecks. When they run for office, they're supposed to represent us, and they're not representing us. And it got to the point where they kept raising taxes, building apartments, car washes, storage units, just going rogue. And I was like, enough's enough. I'm gonna do a write-in campaign. And I called the Republican committee. I was like, hey, I want to run, and this was back in January, February. I want to interview. I want to run for supervisor. And, you know, I talked to Dan O'Connell, and he's like, no, we already picked somebody. They wouldn't even call me in for an interview. So I was like, all right, Democrats reached out to me, say, hey, you have a lot of stuff. I did talk to them, but we did not see eye to eye on a lot of things. So I withdrew my name from them because I'm not going to switch parties just to get an endorsement. I'm not going to become a Democrat just to get an endorsement because I've been a lifelong Republican. I'm a moderate Republican. I'm kind of like Ronald Reagan, you know, a little bit of Bill Clinton. I'm just right in the middle, you know, neither left nor right. I just want things in the middle. I want to represent the voters and residents of Hamburg and do what they want because I've lived in Hamburg my whole life except for when I was in the military. Obviously, you know, I wasn't in Hamburg then. But as soon as I retired, I came back. And that's it. That's why I'm doing it, for the residents.
So you wanted to be the voice of the residents. You run the primary campaign.
Yes.
Again, very close, lost by 22 votes. And we know it. And that's with Republican voters. That's not independents. So primary. And you told me 2 hours after the primary, you knew you were going to run this write-in campaign.
Yeah, that's correct. So after it came out, it was 25 votes. And then once the mail-ins were counted, it dropped the 22 votes from 25 votes. And 2 hours after I knew it, because immediately the Republican committee and the conservative committee took to Facebook and social media and they started attacking me. They're like, take your signs down. You're a loser. You know, they weren't gracious. They didn't call me up and say, hey, listen, we know you ran a fantastic campaign. You almost defeated our 8-year incumbent because the Republican candidate, you know, she's been in politics for 8 years. And none of that. They just attacked me just like they attacked the residents. And I was like, this has to stop. I was like, I'm going to do a write-in campaign. I also received hundreds of text messages from people saying, hey, don't drop out. You have a strong platform. You have a strong base. You know, drive on. So I went over the budget. I was like, you know what? I got extra money because I funded the whole primary myself. I didn't do one fundraiser. So this time I did only one fundraiser for the general election, you know, raised about $5,000. Going to spend about $35,000 of my own money because I just hate asking residents for money because I know money's tight. You know, with taxes going up, utility bills going up, you know, the Republicans are asking for donations, the Democrats are asking for donations, every charity's asking for donations. And I was like, I can pull this off myself. So I did the one fundraiser. I'm going door to door and talking to residents.
Now you have billboards up. You wrapped your truck.
Yes.
Now this is a writing campaign. You're fortunate that your name is pretty easy to spell.
It can't be
too challenged. But what have you learned about running a writing campaign as you as you're getting this off the ground?
So I went to the Erie County Board of Elections, and I actually had to file paperwork with my intent to file a write-in campaign. So I filled it out. They took it. They accepted it. So that way they know what to look for on the day of the election, that my name will appear. And this is going to be a great race because I'm going to draw a tremendous amount of votes. And I also learned it's voter intent. So they can put Joshua Collins, Josh Collins, Collins. Anything that represents me and the intent is for me, that vote's going to count. So even if someone spells my name wrong, it's still going to count because it's based on voter intent. And that's thanks to Byron Brown because, you know, he ran a successful writing campaign. So, you know, they changed some of the, you know, laws and requirements, you know, for his. And, you know, it's benefiting me. And I do have an easy name. But when I ran the primary, I just did Collins because in the military, everyone, you never use first names in the military. It's always last names. So when I ran the campaign, I ran it as the last name. So now I have to tell people, hey, my first name's Josh. Make sure you write in Josh, Josh Collins. And if they write in Collins, that should suffice.
What are, in your opinion, what's the biggest issues facing the town of Hamburg? You talked about the meetings, about people not getting enough time to talk, the constituents not talking. But when you talk to the voters, when you're going door to door, what are the major issues facing the town of Hamburg?
So what they're talking about is the zoning problems in Hamburg. So recently, Howard Road, corner of Howard Road and Southwestern, they're building 60 apartment units there. You know, it's covered on the news. They rezoned it so they could build those apartments. Before it was zoned light industrial, they did it to residential so they could rip out all the trees. Didn't even try to preserve a tree line for the brand new builds behind it. And residents are concerned that the town of Hamburg is changing too much zoning in favor of the developers. And are they getting tax breaks? You know, there's a People's Inc. building going up on the corner of Rogers and Southwestern. They're not going to pay any property tax. There's another structure for seniors going behind that. They're not going to pay property tax. You have the $100 million Feed More facility going up on camp. They're not going to pay any property tax. So you're having all these structures go up that pay no taxes. So it doesn't help us, but it's going to strain the system, first responders, police, sewer systems, the electrical grid, all that stuff. So it's just extra burden on the whole system. And they're doing these rezone parties. They pay an engineering / consultant firm to give them advice. The people on the board have no idea what they're doing. And they just nod their heads, yes and no. And they just approve these, you know, the agenda by these developers that they put forward, like, oh yeah, this zoning makes sense. This is better for the residents, when it's really not, and the residents don't want it. And they hold these meetings for resident input, but they don't care because they already have their minds set up. And they never want to redevelop the proper stuff. Like the McKinley Mall, they just, we don't want to do anything with that. We want to focus around the Bill Stadium. Well, when they spent $100 million remodeling the Bill Stadium a few years ago, you didn't seem to care. Now they have a $2 billion stadium. Now all of a sudden, everyone wants to get on the political bandwagon.
You talk about things already being decided, and I think a lot of people can look at the 33 in Buffalo, and that seemed, until obviously this week they changed it, but it seemed like their mind had been made up regardless of what the public input is. Now, you're also getting signatures on this petition for permissive referendum. Talk about this and what the town wants to do and what you're proposing.
So the town wants to build a senior community center. At first, it was just a senior center, and then people complained, so then they
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Added the word community center to it, you know, because that's, you know, now it's a senior community center with, and I say air quotes, they want to build it at the Nike base up by the ice rink. They want to bond it out, you know, $9 million bond and then two other bonds, $500,000 and then $134,000. Then they want to take some general fund money that they're going to bond out at a later date. When you run all the numbers through, it comes out to about $17 million. And they hide it within this massive bill, so you don't really know the true cost of it unless you run it through an AI system and they weed out all the lawyer talk. Then you get to the, you know, brass knuckles of it. And it's about $17 million that the taxpayers are on the hook for. Paratransit doesn't go out there. NFTA doesn't go out there. The weather's terrible with the crosswinds from the lake out there. I want to put it at the McKinley Mall, either the Old Dick's or run out the space at the Macy's. You know, some residents are like, oh, the McKinley Mall is terrible. Well, that's why we need to rent a space, spend some money renovating it, make it nice. And then you have a government facility there, do 10, 15-year lease. And then other businesses will follow. They move in, centrally located. Everyone knows people have to get groceries. You got Wegmans, Tops, coffee shops. Great location. You know, throughways right there. Perfect location. But they want to put it out where they want to put it. And they will not send it to public vote. Ask them to send it to public vote. And the town board was very blunt. They said, if it goes to public vote, the voters will make the wrong decision. They won't want to build it because the voters are cheap. Listen, the voters will make the right decision. If the voters want to build, they're going to build. Give them the opportunity to say, hey, we want to build it. We want to vote on it versus four people making a decision on the board because it was a 4-1. And the supervisor now, she's an interim. She wasn't even elected. So her vote shouldn't even count. So you're at 3-1. So and the one who opposed it, all he said is, I want it to go to public vote so we can decide. So that's where we are. We need 1,346 signatures. All this referendum does is it sends it to public vote. And some people think if you sign this referendum, it's a no. No, the taxpayers will decide. And it's always good when you have democracy. When a government entity like the town board says, we don't need democracy and we don't need the right to vote on big ticket items and we want to put Hamburg in debt, that's a real problem.
Now, Josh, you're getting the signatures on this as you're running your write-in campaign. So you're kind of doing two things at once here on the campaign.
That's right. And it makes it tough because you knock on a door, someone answers. You're like, hey, I'm Josh Collins, running for Hamburg Town Supervisor. Oh, by the way, have you heard about the Senior Community Center? Yes, I have. No, I haven't. Then you have to explain it to them. You show it to them. You explain the numbers. And I'm at a 95% sign rate. For people that I talk to face-to-face, 95% of all people sign it because they're like, you know what, why would we not want to send this? But, you know, the town board says, we have the public support. Do you really? Or do you have the public support of 30 people that showed up to your working group that wanted it? That's not public support. You know, 70,000 residents plus in Hamburg, let's give them a voice to vote on this. And obviously, a fraction of that will show up to vote. And let the voters decide. That's all I'm asking, you know. And if the voters pass it, then we build it at the Nike base. If they don't pass it, we renovate a space either at the mall or someplace else. But the seniors will have a center. And everyone talks about Orchard Park. That's such a beautiful center. West Seneca, such a beautiful center. And I just think the politicians in Hamburg have envy of these other towns, and they're jumping through hoops to build it. And you know, they went with the lowest bid on this, and the contractor who they picked, I won't say the name, built the library in West Seneca, which is very nice, but he went millions and millions of dollars over budget. And they go, well, you know, he changed the scope of work. Okay, he still went millions and millions of dollars over budget. If that happens, now we're in the 20 plus million range for this senior / community center. And we're on the hook for it because once you break ground, we cannot stop. It's just going to be a project that we have to follow through with.
Now, Josh, you served in the military. You're a business owner. How do those things prepare you to run for office?
Well, being in the military was great because, you know, I enlisted. John Blumen, he was actually my recruiter. You know, I joined right out of college. I graduated from Buff State, went in, enlisted, made it to the rank of staff sergeant, retired as a major. The Army offered me a early out because Barack Obama was calling, you know, it was called a RIF, Reduction in Forces. So they offered me, you know, a great deal to get out a little early, which worked out well because, you know, I had three deployments, two to Iraq, one in Afghanistan. I'd been away from my family for a long time, saw a lot of stuff. So I was like, a year and a half, they're giving me a good deal. Still get my pension. So I decided to retire, and that really built the backbone of how I run the campaign. And, you know, people are like, well, where have you been in Hamburg politics? Well, like a lot of veterans, and I've said this, when you retire, you go home, you watch, you observe, and you just kind of stay to yourself, you know, because, you know, especially if you've seen combat and you've seen other situations and you've traveled all around the world, you just want to come home and relax. You don't want to dive into politics. You know, I didn't join a federal agency. When I was done with my federal service, I was done with government. But again, the Hamburg politics is so outrageous, I re-entered. And, you know, obviously being a business owner in Hamburg, you know, I have a real estate brokerage. Started off at Vantine Real Estate, Howard Hanna, Shannon Sherman and I started Buffalo Boardwalk Real Estate. And then I splintered off House Talk. And, you know, I'm blessed to be able to fund my own campaign because, you know, we do so well with real estate, you know, helping people sell houses, that I'm able to fund the campaign this way. So it works out well. And, you know, it's just a good endeavor.
Any debates scheduled between you and the other two candidates?
I haven't heard of any debates being scheduled. It's strange when you watch all three candidates. So I'm running an aggressive billboard paper door-to-door campaign. The Democrat, he's running. I'm getting all the endorsements from the unions I can because he knows the unions are going to send out flyers to all the union members and save him money. And, you know, he's about to hold a fundraiser. The Republicans, they're doing their weak social media. Their social media is absolutely terrible. They haven't learned how to use it yet, so it's kind of common. The conservatives are even worse, so I enjoy watching theirs. It's actually, they like melt down on a daily basis. So I enjoy that. But Beth Farrell, she's going door to door because I've hit some of the same houses that she has. And they're like, oh, Farrell was here. And she won't answer any of our questions. She just talks in a big circle, you know. And people can ask me anything and I'll answer any question. You know, I'm very, very open book.
Well, we if everyone would agree, we'd love a debate here on Hardline. I always try to get debates on Hardline. No one ever takes me up on it.
Count me in. And also, I've put my phone number out publicly, and I'll do it right now. It's 716-345-0161. Anyone can call me. Text me first, because I'm usually going door to door talking. I'm an open book. I asked the other two candidates to put their personal cell phone numbers out there so the residents of Hamburg can reach out to them. And crickets, of course, they're not going to do it because, you know, they're afraid that random people might send them a text. But I'm not afraid of anything. I'll talk to anybody, anytime.
Well, we'd love to do the debate. We'll have the other candidates on for sure. Josh Collins, he is running a write-in campaign for the town of Hamburg supervisor. Josh, thank you so much. And I'm sure we'll catch up again before the election.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.